We're in Simin Samach Vav. We'll be doing the first sif. This is going into the halachas of being mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. There are halachas that allow you to be mafsik under certain circumstances, says the Mechaber. Bein ha-prokim, between the prokim of Shema, of Kriya Shema, shoel b'shalom odom nichpod umeshiv shalom l'chal odom. You are allowed to ask shalom, in other words, say shalom aleichem, to an odom nichbod, to someone that you are required to respect, umeshiv shalom l'chal odom, and if anyone said shalom to you, you're allowed to answer. Now, first of all, outside of the halacha of sheila shalom, it is also to be mafsik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even in Lashon Kodesh, this is a mistake some people make. They think that hefsik is only in a strange language, but in Lashon Kodesh, there's no iser of hafsaka. That is not the case. It is usher to be mafsik even in Lashon Kodesh. Now, it is also usher to get up and go over and give shalom aleichem even to an adam nichbad, to anybody. That's a different iser. That's not only in Kriya Shema. There's an iser before davening of mashkim lepischo, of initiating a shalom aleichem, of going over to, if you meet someone, you can say good morning. Not the word shalom, but you can say good morning. But you cannot initiate. You do not get up and approach someone, go over to someone else sitting in a seat, and say shalom aleichem to him. So this is not only for Kriya Shema, but certainly in Kriya Shema. Whereas with regard to everyone else, so the Mechaber said, if it's an adam nichbad, which the Mishnah Berurah includes in that, a Talmud Chacham, a zokein, or someone wealthy. The halacha is mipnei ha-kovid, you are allowed to be shoel, and you answer anybody. That's not halacha l'maisa, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that that's only at a time that people are makbid that you answer them. In other words, someone would take it as a personal insult that he said shalom aleichem to you and he didn't answer. Or similarly, if you didn't say shalom to a person, he would take it personally. Whereas Bizman HaZeh, where people are not so particular, this halacha doesn't apply. So unless you're dealing with people who won't understand, or even a non-Jew, if you have a non-Jew that you're supposed to, that says shalom to you, unless you're dealing with someone that would not understand, you're not mafsik. If it's someone who will not understand, someone non-frum, for example, the halacha is that you're allowed to be mafsik if he'll take it personally. Now this is bein ha-prokin. So mipnei ha-kovid, you say shalom, and you answer shalom to anybody that said shalom to you, once again, if the person will be heard if you don't answer him. Whereas, uva imtza, in the middle of a perek, shoel bishlom mishu yore mimenu, you can only give shalom to, you can only initiate, if you're dealing with somebody that you're afraid of. Kagon, afraid means that you have to show fear. Oviv, or rabo, one's father or his rebbe. Rabo means a rav muvhak, that was the Rebbe who taught Rov Chachmoso, even if today you are bigger than him. Omishu gadol mimenu b'chachma, or anybody that is gadol mimenu b'chachma. V'kol shkein melech, o anos, certainly a melech, a king, or someone standing over you when you're afraid for your life, or you're afraid of getting hurt. Now, with regard to a gadol mimenu, the poskim say that that is not included in mipnei hayira, unless he is a talmud chacham muflag. He is someone that everyone has to respect. You know, otherwise we would not consider that mipnei hayira to be mafsik b'emtza perek. Now, how about being mafsik in Kriya Shema because you're afraid you're going to lose money? The poskim say that is equal to mipnei hayira, so that you are allowed to be mafsik in order not to lose money, even be'emtza ha-perek. Now further, the Mechaber says, v'afilu be'emtza ha-pasuk. Even in the middle of a pasuk, you are allowed to be mafsik. Chutz mi-pasuk Shema Yisrael Ambarach Shein Kvod Malchusol Olam Va'ed Shlo Yafsik Behem Klal Im Lo Mipnei Mi She'yore Shemi Argenu. The Mechaber says that you should not be mafsik in Shema and Baruch Shem unless your life is in danger. But otherwise you would not be mafsik. Now, some say that in the middle of a pasuk, we're not talking about Shema and Baruch Shem, but in the middle of a pasuk, in the middle of Shema, you can only be mafsik hecha de solik in yona, where it makes sense to stop. But if it's not a natural pause, if it doesn't make sense there, then you shouldn't stop there. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machber for that, but if it's a question of answering Yehi Shmei Rabbah, So there, you should try to make it to Solik in Yana, but if you can't, then you should answer Yeshme Rabba where you are, and then go back to the beginning of the Pasik. With regard to Shema and Baruch Shem, so one should not be mafsik even between Shema and Baruch Shem. The Mishnah Berurah is mistapik if you're allowed to be mafsik between Shema and Baruch Shem for the sake of saying Yeshme Rabba.